Hey, this is Chip Brim, and you're listening to the Voice of One Witness Radio broadcast. Get ready to receive a word that will impact your life.
Do y'all hear that a little bit? A little bit sarcastic. You really think God would make his own bear long? You really think that? Well, those who wait upon, you need to pray what that means and who's being spoken to there. And shall not a God avenge his own, which Christ, okay, I tell you that he will avenge them. He will avenge them how?
Speedily.
Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find
faith.
It was a faith lesson. It was a judge lesson. It was a legal lesson. Faith in your God, your judge. How many times this year, this week, have you went to the courtroom? Now I can ask another question. I don't know if you'll be honest about it. How many have heard that already before? But yet, we don't go to our judge. While the whole time, day and night, an adversary is accusing you, coming against you. And along with that is a door open for spiritual depression. And we can get rid of that spiritual depression. Good news! The driver works! Good news! The driver works! Stir yourself up. I can see myself making that straight drive. Amen. I'm just going to get a grip. I'm going to get a better grip. I'm going to get into more of this teaching here. Amen. So, persistence here, right? Instead of poor me, look at me, help me, spiritually depressed me, look at my needs. God knows your needs, but you got to do it legally. We've been talking about Mark 11:25. Did I put that one on there? Amplifying Mark 11:25. If you know me, I preached the soup out of this thing. 23 and 24 is before it. It's how you move a mountain. But then the legal part comes in. Watch how legal this is. And whenever you stand praying, if you have anything against anyone, what? Jesus said what? Forgive them, for they know not. That was a legal thing he was doing. And some of you haven't forgiven. You're not legally. God's not going to do things illegally just on your behalf. He's a legal God. This is a spiritual law. This is all legal. It's law. And whenever you stand praying, if you have anything against anyone, forgive him and let it drop. Leave it, let it go. Believers. In order that your father, now in order, see that word? Order that your father who is in heaven, who's the judge, now may also forgive you of your failings, shortcomings, and he will take them out of the record books forever. When? When you do it. When you get the new grip. Do you see that? Interlock, Tim? Okay. I'm getting somewhere. That's baseball guys. Okay, all right, don't worry. So, praise the Lord. Let's review Isaiah 43:26. Put me in remembrance. Let us plead together. Declare thou, so that thou may beest justified. Amen. And you can confidently get rid of that depression and confidently, watch this, get your family back. I've been praying for 2 years. I've been praying for 20 years. But Pastor Chip, you know, I'm not related to a person who I love that I want to pray and intercede for. Like the dad was a relative. Well, the Bible says to love your neighbor. And the Bible, have you ever looked up neighbor, what it means? It's very interesting. Anyone who crosses your path. Oh, I thought it was they had to have in your neighborhood. No. Anyone who crosses your path. Anyone. Amen? We have a responsibility to stop the accuser. How? By repenting and fulfilling the covenant of the destiny of the plan of God by rising up in faith and stopping the spirit of depression. Love our neighbor, repent, and forgive. When Jesus died on the cross, it was one of the greatest legal transactions that ever took place in all of history. And he said what? Forgive them, and it is finished. Hallelujah. Amen? Yes. Glory to God. We're not allowing it. Are y'all ready for the driver to work? Yes. Are you ready for the word to work?
Yes.
Don't give up and settle on a cheap driver. Don't settle on this or that. The word of God works. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for helping us. Thank you, Lord, for showing us. Thank you, Jesus, for showing us that parable that he is the just judge and that he will respond speedily to us because he loves us. We thank you for your word. Thank you, God. Just thank you, Lord. Glory to God. I feel like we need to step up within ourselves and take responsibility and quit trying to find the right club to fix your problem and realize that we have responsibility to that club to make it work, because that club works. The word works. So I don't know about you. I want to go into the courtrooms right now. How about if we go into the courtrooms as a group? The courtroom of heaven. Do you believe this or not? Can we do it by faith? And so the next case is from a case from Collinsville, Oklahoma. It's a bunch of them, so be patient, please. And here we all filing in. Here we go. And we go to our judge. And he's the kind of judge. Now, in this world, we're like, I don't want to go to the judge. Nobody wants to go to the judge. But in the heavenly kingdom, he wants us to come. We should be running to him. Amen? And so, Lord, we come to you and we repent. Is anybody with me? We repent of every sin, any unforgiveness, anything we've said or done or not done, Lord. I come to you, and if there's things you know, then you need to say them to them confidently. Give it to him so he can wipe it out of the record books. And say it, and then do it. And now we can take our seat of authority. Now we can declare and decree and get rid of that spirit of depression. And we bind you and break your power. I have been forgiven. And every time that thought comes on you of your past, you say, nope, Lord, I want to thank you that you have forgiven me and wiped it out. You don't bring it up at all. Glory to God. And you say, no, my judge is working on it right now. I've already taken this case to God. Praise God. Thank you, Father. And now I declare and decree what's written in those books in heaven, in the libraries of heaven, my destiny, my son's destiny, my daughter's destiny. Now, here's what you don't do after this. You don't come back and go, yeah, but he can't and he won't and he isn't. Are y'all with me? You're now reopening the door for the accuser to come back in and say, look, the father and mother says he can't do it. And now you're starting to process all over again. No. Here's what I say. He is serving the Lord. Amen. And he will fulfill the plan that God has for him. Amen. By faith. Amen. And the Lord wanted me to tell you today, he works speedily. Speedily. Amen. Anybody got anything? Oh, you got something, Stephen? How many appreciate Pastor Stephen?
How many people are familiar with that scripture in 2 Corinthians 5, where it says, we are new creations in Christ? And if you keep reading, can you in the back actually give me that?
Yeah. 2 Corinthians 5.
Yeah, 2 Corinthians 5, start in verse 17. Because we all, and then we all look at, and we all know verse 21, where it says that we have been made righteous in him. But, and then it also says that we're ambassadors. Mm-hmm. We're supposed to represent him.
Right, representing.
Can you give me the next verse? But all things are from God, who through Jesus Christ reconciled us to himself. We don't use that word reconcile anymore.
No.
I used to work at a bank, and we used to, I mean, back in the day, young people don't know this, but we had this thing where we had to reconcile our bank statements. Because we didn't have phones. We didn't have the online banking where I could look at all my transactions and see my balance right there. I had to keep a record of all the checks I wrote, where I used my card. So then when I get my statement at the end, I go, okay, let's look at the bank records and let me look at my records. So when we look at our records, there's stuff on it. And I go, okay, Lord, there's stuff on it. But God says, no, look at what I've got. It's empty. It's blank. Your records should look like this. Not this. This is not what he sees. When you repent,
yeah,
the record's clean. He's, yeah. That's how you reconcile. That's how you reconcile to him. You go to him and say, Lord, look what I did. Look. He's like, no. Look what the blood did.
Yeah.
Amen. Look what the blood did.
Yeah.
Amen.
And repenting, I don't mean to be Debbie Downer, is not saying you're sorry. Repenting is turning and going and learning the new grip. That's what repenting is. I'm changing. I'm going to change me for that club, and I'm going to start hitting that thing down the fairway. And that club's going to start working for me. I owe it to that club. Amen.
Billy Brim Ministries would like to invite you to visit our home church, a glorious church in Collinsville, Oklahoma. AGC is where Miss Billy got started teaching Sunday school while editing for Kenneth E. Hagin. This was only the beginning of BBM. Today, Billy's son, Chip Brim, and his wife, Candace, now pastor at this very same church. If you're in the Tulsa area, we would love to invite you to join us. Follow us at A Glorious Church and plan out your visit or watch a live service at www.aglorious.church.
Just as God led Paul and his team to Macedonia to gain fellowship with the Church of Philippi, we believe that God has led us into fellowship with you. We invite you to join us in a monthly partnership with the Billy Brim Ministries General Club by visiting billybrim.org or by texting your gift to BBM space amount to 28950 and follow the prompts.
Hey, it's Chip again. Thanks for listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. And if you're ever in the Tulsa area, we would love to invite you to Billy Brim's church, where me and my wife Candace serve as the senior pastors. And if you want to plan your visit, you can contact us at 918-371-4589 or check out our website at www.aglorious.church. By the way, we have the best youth rally in the world every year in Branson, Missouri. Find out how to attend or partner up with us at www.championsforchrist.org. That's champions with the number 4, Christ.org. And remember, champions always prevail.